Y'all did a great job on the percussion instruments. Where's Harper? There she is. I saw you dancing during the hymn. Yeah, just like that. Did everyone hear the scripture that we read on the story of the Good Samaritan? Have you ever heard of that story before? So you've heard of a Good Samaritan. That's a word, the term Good Samaritan, that it's found its way into the world all around us. There are Good Samaritan hospitals, there's Good Samaritan clinics, there's Good Samaritan laws. They passed laws on the books that say someone can't get in trouble for helping somebody else in an emergency. It's called the Good Samaritan Law. So when I grew up, I thought a Good Samaritan was somebody who was just nice, who was willing to help other people, somebody who would go out of their way to serve, because that's kind of the only thing we've ever heard about it. But do you know, back when Jesus told this story, a Samaritan was somebody who wasn't Jewish, because Jesus was Jewish. The Samaritan wasn't good? Well, that's what they thought back then. But the reality is they were cousins. Did you know that? The Samaritans and the Jewish people were in the same family maybe 750 years before. So they had the same grandfather. Well, maybe great-grandfather. Or maybe it's great-great-great-great. If you did 150 greats, that's how far back they went. So it was a long time, but they were still connected to each other. And the reality is there, they drifted apart because they got separated. And they slowly over time kind of changed the words they used to describe what they believed. And as a result, they grew not to like each other. But yet they had so much in common. Isn't that a shame? Because the reality is, we're called to care for everybody. And that's why Jesus told this story. He told this story to say, this person was hurt, and look who ended up being the one to help him, the person we least expected, the Samaritan. Yep. He was good, exactly. Yes, and the horsey. So the message here is sometimes things that separate big groups of people are more important to people than they are to God. God wants us to get along and take care of each other and to love God. Remember that and listen to the rest of this sermon. God bless. Let's say a prayer. Let's grab a hand. Loving God, we ask you to be with each of us as we live our lives. Help us to calm down and listen to your presence and open our hearts and open our minds to the love you have for us. Fill us so that it may overflow into the world. Amen. Thank you, kids.